Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. God is good when all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Good morning, y'all. It's Thursday out here in the seas. It's around what? Close to 9 o'clock. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Now listen, I want to be the first to say this. Listen here, because we're going to start it off with the talk, because listen, everybody done talked about what went on in the Oscars. Okay, y'all know I had my first, when it was hot, I had my comeback, you know, and everything, and I was screaming, get your receipts. Let me be the first to say, I'm sorry. We should apologize to that man. We should apologize to that man for three or four reasons, and I'm going to name all mine off. Number one, I was wrong. I had my receipts, but I didn't go back far enough. Listen, I was wrong, period, because I should have sat back and looked at things a little bit more. Just sat back. Sometimes, America, we too quick with our response. You know, and I said this before as a journalist or as a person who claimed they, you know, your ear on the streets, you understand me? You got to sit back and really listen to the whole story. See why everything came about. Because once you sit back and listen to everything, listen, that was only a joke, number one. Okay, and we said he disrespected the man wife. That was only a joke, and that joke was not disrespectful. He didn't say anything. If we sat back and listened to that, because I sat back and listened, y'all. I sat back and listened and realized I was wrong. I want to be the first to say, Chris, Mr. Rock, I was wrong. I apologize. And everybody, if you in showbiz, and clearly I'm not, we wouldn't know. But if we look at it enough, and we do. When they do them awards, don't they talk about little roasting of the couples or who's ever sitting in the front? So here's the thing on my part. Shame on me, because here's number two. Okay, number one, I didn't do enough research on it to speak on it. That's how I feel about the first letdown. Number two letdown was right. We didn't sit back and just listen to it over and over again. We didn't sit back and look at the whole thing over and over again. I think we needed to do that second glance. And remember, I told myself I was not going to say anything until I sit back and process stuff. See, we got to sit back and process shit first. I didn't. I'm going to be the first to say, that's the second letdown. I let that man down. World, we all let that man down. Because let me tell you something. Wasn't no way that person, that other guy, was supposed to get up and slap that man in the face in front of the public over a joke. Because that clearly was a joke. And it was, listen, it wasn't even a hardcore joke, y'all. Go back and listen to it. We barely, that's how it was. Okay, now what had happened was, see, we should have did more research. This shit went way back farther than 2016. Oh, yeah, baby, this been going on a long time. Uh-huh, clearly way past here. Word on the streets with the comedians. Okay, now word on the streets with the comedians is, you know what I'm saying? She should have stopped them. Women, here we go with our power and not acknowledging our power. You know, she helped this man build his career. Yes, she did. But to me and the comedians, because you got to sit back, y'all, and listen. Because there's plenty of receipts out there now. There's plenty of research out there now. Baby, they done opened up a can of worms. When they, because see, now everybody going to tell everything they know. And everybody finna compare notes. See, clearly, this allegedly has been going on for years. They say a silent beef has been going on for years, allegedly behind closed door between those two men. But you are never, ever, let me tell you something. Mr. Rock kept it professional. You hear me? You ain't never supposed to just walk up there and put your hands on people. See, this world is violent, and he the prime example on how violence this world is and how we cannot control our anger. Really, a therapist said, you think I didn't go to the doctors? They said, this is something, clearly something deeper. than Mr. Rock and a joke. And I'm starting to believe that. Really, 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 allegedly. Really, because if you sit back and laugh, everybody's analyzing it. He laughed at the joke until he looked at his wife, and she didn't find it funny. So she should have been like, you know, baby, we'll talk about that later. She should have faked it off, too, because this is Hollywood, and everybody know, and in Hollywood, that's how it goes. If you ever went to a comedy, if you ever bought tickets to a comedy show, if you sit in the front seat, they're going to talk about you. And all you could do is laugh. Everybody know that. Y'all, they was in the front. His joke, allegedly, wasn't even that hardcore. And it wasn't. He said, there, I said it. See, that was a nice one. And it was. So I would like to apologize to Mr. Rock on my first assumption because it was wrong. And number two, I would like to apologize to the man for us letting him down. We should have been more responsible than that. Mr. Smith, like everybody said, should have been removed from the building. That was not right, allegedly. Just like Jim Carrey said, y'all mad at Gail for what? Because that was the truth. If that would have been anybody else, they would have been escorted out of there, and y'all know it. That was wrong for him to get up there and hit that man. Because once we sit back and start thinking about it and started looking at it and you know, dissecting the whole thing that went down, and then, you know, you're going to hear everybody's perspective on what happened in 2016, what up to now. Listen, once you look at it, that wasn't Chris Rock's fault on any of that happened, that man is stressed. He's stressed because his own family matters. That don't have nothing to do with Mr. Rock. I believe he just got, you know, some shit that was balled up in that man forever, allegedly, for real, since it's been going on for a minute with that family. That family told everybody everything. Once you tell somebody everything about your business, it's going to be some type of repercussions, allegedly. And I just believe it all came to a boil that night. And Mr. Smith, allegedly, you know, really, for real, couldn't control his anger. He let his wife, which is the truth, boost him up, y'all, because she wasn't laughing. She did a eye roll. Once she did that eye roll, let me go handle the situation in wifehood. And he felt like he had to go defend her, and that he did. But he shouldn't have never, ever put his hands on that man. That's teaching violence. That was teaching violence, Mr. Smith. I am so surprised that you allegedly. Right. I retract my statement. No. I said he said something. Go back and listen to it. Look at it, all of it. It wasn't even a good joke. It wasn't even a good joke to get slapped on. Once you listen to it, they playing it back and back and back. And go listen to the comedians on Urban Fashion or Urban Voice or Urban. It's on YouTube. Go listen to the comedians. You could get it off the Steve Harvey channel, allegedly. Go listen to it. Oh, they're telling everything. I mean, this man was going to snap anyhow. It was just the point of when. And then the wind came on the award nights. That's all, allegedly. The truth is the truth. I just want to apologize to Mr. Rock for having to go through this. And we didn't give him the quick response that he needed. And then the professional that he is, he kept on going with the show. And y'all, do y'all know that he had to do another show the next night? That after this happened, and all he said was he's still processing this. And the comedians is making jokes. They killing it. They saying that Chris Rock should have said, I'll give y'all a response in August. Okay, yeah, allegedly, but just boom. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because they saying who he should have been hitting. I mean, just go to the internet. Everything is out there as public record. Everything is public record. And they making me want to go back so bad to go look at the Red Table tapes. Everything is out there for public knowledge, allegedly, you know, on some things that him and her talked about. I mean, because, see, the men were saying they would have been snapped before now. He held things in for a pretty long time. That word on the streets is that man was going to snap anyhow. They just didn't know when and who it was going to be on. Y'all, yeah. Hollywood, yeah. Oh, Hollywood keeps some well secrets around here, allegedly. Hollywood keeps some well deep secrets. They do. Oh, yeah, they got a lot of secrets with that family. Uh-huh. And listen, it's public knowledge. You can go check out some things at that Red Table. I ain't got to tell you nothing. She put everything out there for the world to see. And they say, yes, 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 she helped build his career. But at this point right here, I feel sorry for that man as well. Let me tell y'all well. Why? I feel sorry for him as well. See, Mr. Rock is going to carry on. Okay? He's going to do what he has to do. He's a soldier. He's doing what he has to do right now. Man, that man got up and went and made his money. Didn't nobody stop him from making his money. Listen, let me tell you something, allegedly. Let me tell you something. Listen, didn't nobody stop him from making his money? He got up the next day and went and made his money. That man said, I'm not going to let another man's problems be my problem. I got to pay my bills. He got kids and family to take care. He didn't let this shit stop him. That's a true gangster. That's a true hustler. That's a true professional. Mr. Rock, Mr. Rock, that's all when I'm going to kill. Forever. As soon as I get up there, can't wait to meet him. That's going to be the first one I meet because, see, let me tell y'all why. He going to teach me how to keep it professional. And not lose my motherfucking cool. A real man wouldn't have lost his cool. Baby, I'll deal with him at the after party. Don't worry about it. I defend your honor later. I got to keep my career intact. You have to stand up there, Mr. Smith. I feel sorry for you, too, because you have to stand up there and ask the economy, ask the Academy, is they ever going to have you back at the Oscars? No, sir, they are not. You acted a plum motherfucking fool, allegedly. They're never going to have you back. See, you had to do that. When you should have been thinking, see, your mind should have been more on a professional level. You're in a professional setting. You shouldn't have let your wife look, get you to act a plum motherfucking fool. Now, you're done. Now, listen, Mr. Rock, on the other hand, is, listen, another day. Look. Wouldn't have made another money a next day. He's going to be at the awards hosting them forever. Oh, that's, they, listen. He has put his stamp. Listen, that's called job security. How that man stood up there and kept that job going and kept being professional, that's called job security. Did y'all like that little he put on it? This is going to be the best night. This is the best night in television. This is the best night ever in television. Did y'all see here how he put that little stank on it? Oh, my God. A true professional. Kept it together. Hustler. Born hustler. You understand me? So, yeah. As soon as I get up there, he the first one I want to see. Okay, because I need to learn how to keep it together. Y'all know my mom something else. I done said some things, allegedly, about a few people. Allegedly, and I did, and probably do. Still will. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly. So I got to learn how, if something go down, keep that shit professional. Keep that money in that pocket. Keep that bag secure. That's a real professional. A real professional know how to keep it professional. A real professional know how to say peace and keep it pushing. A real professional will keep it professional at all motherfucking times. And everybody was talking about, I never expected that from him. Honey, listen, shit builds up, don't it? That's all I'm going to say. Shit builds up, don't it? Listen, the Hollywood streets are talking allegedly now. Streets, shit build up, don't it? Okay, what we do when shit spill over? We go to fuck crazy. Yo, it's time to get that shit clean, sir. Clean your house and shit out. Clean that shit out. If it's not good for you, shit is starting to get real toxic over there. And it's starting to show, sir, allegedly. Ain't no goddamn allegedly. The world saw what you did. That shit is getting toxic. Listen, and then y'all going to get mad at Gail. Why y'all mad at Gail? Because Gail asked the professional what he would have done in that setting. They had already had that interview. Gail just asked the man what you would have did in that setting, and he said what the fuck he would have did. And would have sued you, Mr. Smith, allegedly. You would have, yeah. Yeah, might want to think about that, Mr. Rock. You know, because children got to go to school, things they got to go through as well, allegedly. Right, might want to think about it. That's all I'm saying. Nothing wrong with having a little change up in your pocket, an extra little gig, because first of all, you should have controlled your anger, sir. It don't matter who you are. You had no right to go put your hands on a man in national TV, making other crazy people think it's cool to handle up and touch on people. And see, now comedians, is, you know, they getting a little nervous now. Now they going to hurt you. Now it ain't gonna be cool for us to touch them. They're gonna be scared, and as soon as you touch them, they're gonna whoop your ass. Or they're gonna have something ready. Or they're gonna have their bodyguards. You know, they're not even making the shit fun no more. You know, it's starting to get crazy out here. And why? I don't know. Listen, if y'all having personal problems, just don't come around people. Allegedly. This goes for everybody. If you are a couple and shit and you have a personal problem and shit and y'all can't get y'all shit together and that toxic shit done finally came to a boil, y'all don't need to be out at motherfucking functions. Really, y'all don't, because y'all can't take jokes. Y'all already tense. The situation is already stressful. You know what I mean? Stop. That was something else. The whole thing was something else. The whole thing. I advise everybody to go to the internet. You want to hear the real shit, go to the internet. All I want to say is, Mr. Rock, I'm sorry for my misconstruction, assumption of it all. You know, I'm sorry for assuming. And you know what they say about people who assuming, baby. You make an ass out of you. See, your girl, the wife, she comes back and tell you when she wrong. Or she feel like she done got wrong. I sat down and just listened to it more. And you should, too. Go on Steve Harvey channel with the comedians. They finna break that shit down for you. Gonna be like, oh my God, I didn't know that. Oh, baby, it's some Hollywood juice, baby. It's some Hollywood tea. Baby, it's some Hollywood tea. I'm telling you, honey, they tell you what you didn't know. Listen, Hollywood will fill in the blank. Our urban Hollywood will, okay? All right? Our urban communities, oh, baby, they're filling the blank. Honey, that's a comedian, one of their own. And not to mention, he has a brother. Mr. Rock has a brother, Mr. Tony Rock. Okay, he's very angry about it. Oh, y'all, that's what y'all doing now? Oh, y'all, okay, everybody get ready. Huh? Comedians feel like they got to stand on guard now. Now we ain't even going to be able to touch on them. Yeah, I used to be able to take pictures with them and everything. Now y'all making shit so fucked up. We ain't even going to be able to stand up here. Because I love my comedian. You know, and they nice and they funny and everything. Right, and you normally can take your little picture, spend a little change, get you a photo, and you know, get your little T-shirt, you know, the little mug and shit, you know, and they give you some tea, you know. And now, baby, now what? Well, we're going to talk about that, y'all. We going to talk about it, because for real, that's real shit. Y'all know, we was wrong. We dropped the ball on that man. We owe that man an apology, and so does the Smiths. Because, see, y'all personal business shouldn't have never spilled out on the streets. I mean, honey, boom. We like to talk about everything ghetto, baby. That was ghetto. Okay, that was truly motherfucking ghetto. And the whole thing looked different. That's all, allegedly. And no allegedly, look at the shit. I looked at it 1,000 times from every angle. It just looked different, baby. You should have stopped him on that slap, because that slap kind of looked it, and it was palmed. You know, it wasn't, I'm glad it was. I'm glad it wasn't closed-fisted, you know, because you'd knock the man out and really go to jail. I'm glad, some things I am glad for, but, you know, that wasn't, him putting his hand on him wasn't one of them. You know, I changed my mind about that. That was wrong. You got to pay some form of form for that. Go on and write the man a check. You know, out the kind of your heart so we could squash it, so shit could start getting easy for you. Listen. Y'all making the process harder, sir, ma'am. Going to write that check. Let the public know you wrote that man that check for all his, you know, shit, his discrepancies. He's going through the embarrassment, all that. Do the right thing, sir. Do the right thing, a couple, power couple. I mean, I guess that was too much stress on y'all. You know what? We put a lot of stress on these Hollywood couples. And we shouldn't. because they are human as well. And we all see what happens when stress get to be too much. That was a prime example, allegedly. That was a prime example of shit done went too far. Shit done boiled over. Okay? He done finally snapped. Because the family and everybody, like, he ain't never act like that before. That's how you act when you, this is a mental breakdown. Somebody need to help them over there. They really do, allegedly. They all of them need to heal. They need some help, okay? When shit get too much, this is how you act. That's a mental breakdown. Go on and cut that man a check. Do what's right so everybody can get off you. You can move forward. You and your family can get y'all some help because clearly y'all do. Because what you did at the Oscars, that wasn't a source awards. Everybody always talking about. Everybody keeps saying that. Boy, he was trying to turn that shit into the source awards. And you know the comedians, they like, couldn't have been me. No, it couldn't have. Then you're not a professional. God picked who it was supposed to be so he could carry on. He going to get blessed for that shit. Trust me. Trust. He going to get blessed, y'all, a million times over. That was a man. That was a professional. Okay, and you hear a lot of the comedians said it couldn't have been me. Nope, it wasn't you. You wasn't picked for the assignment. Jesus who knew who to get for, you know, for Will. Right, right, allegedly, right. Women, we got more power. I talk about that all the time. Women hold the power. Y'all see that? For every action, it's a reaction. Y'all see what type of reaction, backlashing this man getting? All because we all feel like his woman gave that go-ahead. He said he had to defend his family. I don't know what the boy said that was so defensive. Okay, I don't. I really don't. Once you sit back and look at it, you got to sit back and listen to it. Listen to it. It's on there 1,000 times. Yeah, at first we jumped on the bandwagon because we thought he disrespected Jada. We didn't listen. We didn't spend enough time listening. All right, to the joke. Everybody start dissecting, and once you start sitting back listening, you be like, wait a minute. That wasn't disrespectful. That was a little regular little joke. That wasn't even a tight joke. That was a regular joke. No disrespect to G.I. Jane, but that was a regular joke. Sorry. Not at the slap level. It really wasn't. Allegedly. Ain't no allegedly. I'm saying that. It wasn't. So shame on me. I should have got more information. I should have got more receipts. I should have waited and looked at it. You know, took some time and let it process. Marinate it first. Some people still letting it marinate. No, I'm done with letting it marinate. I came to my conclusion that it was wrong. We owe that man an apology. America owes that man an apology. We let him down. Because when that went down, the least they should have did was remove him out of the room for a minute so Chris could have, you know, got his composure. Wow, America. Wow. So that's letting me know what we condone. Really. Uh-huh. We with the violence, apparently. Because we didn't do what we were supposed to do. We didn't. We let him down. I'm sorry about that, Mr. Rock. I really am. Yeah. Yeah. Because that should have been the least they should have did. Escort him out of the room. And he still got his award. That's because other people worked hard, y'all. That's why. That's because other people worked hard. He wasn't the only one, you know what I'm saying, that was a nominated award that night. But true, he went and did that. Everybody couldn't, that's all. Listen, the audience was so shocked. Everybody was still shocked by that. That was something, I'm still feeling shocked. I feel like shit, that was emotionally damaging to watch. For real, really, I swear. I'm sorry, y'all, that's just how I feel. And I've been watching it over and over and over and over and over again. And so imagine how this man feel. He went to work, though. The very next day, a fucking professional. Y'all, that's a professional. Went right to work. Man, I got to go to work. I can't stop. Everybody was probably saying, no, cancel that shit. Nah, man, that's my money. I got to go to work. Sorry. And he, you know what? The king he is, he just didn't talk about it because he said, what? I have not processed it. God gave that right one that assignment, I'm going to tell y'all. God gave him that right assignment. He said, I have not processed it. Leave that man alone. Leave him alone. Let him process it. Yeah, because he probably sitting up listening to all what his colleagues are saying and everything and probably feeling like, damn, you know? But what can you do? That's your job. That's what you get paid to do. You're an entertainer. You were entertaining. You were doing your job. He laughed at the joke. His wife felt some type of way. We're going to talk about it. Those of you who feel he needs to pay, give Mr. Rock some revenue for all that toxic shit spilling out at the wrong place at the wrong time, say yay, yay. That's all we could do for you, sir. He don't want to put him in jail, y'all. He ain't even press charges. That's a man. Don't want to put another black man behind bars. You hear me? Do you understand that? And the other comedians talking about he just didn't want the problem. Shit, I would have went and got that problem. You see there? He lucky. Boy, you lucky. You owe that man. You really do. You owe that man your life. I would be writing him a letter with a check in it. Preferably blank. You write in what the fuck you want, man, sir. Really? Really? That's crazy. Well, it's your girl to buy, and why not? Because we can. Y'all, this is something. The world is truly changing, and it's not changing for the good. We watched a man slap another man on a platform that the world was watching. That a platform that the world was on. Man. I don't know what to say. I want to say this, though. Mr. Rock, I apologize for letting you down. We let him down. Because at the least, he should have been escorted to the motherfucking back or to the side or somewhere. Not no standing ovation. They gave that man a standing ovation. Why? And to that next gig he went to the day after and those people gave him a standing, gave Chris Rock a standing ovation. I appreciate y'all. Thank you. That man got emotional because that was the first time somebody showed some support for him. Knew that what he got violated in front of the world. That's what I want to say. That man got violated in front of the world and nobody came to his defense. Nobody came and said, is he all right? Was he all right? No. They automatically got jumped into defense mode and automatically said that we did. We automatically assumed that he disrespected Jada, that man's wife or something. We didn't sit back and listen to, I sat back and was listening to, you know, I was just rewinding it, not rewind, yeah, just kept looking at it on every platform. And studying it. And see, once you study it, he didn't disrespect her. He didn't. And how she felt disrespected, I would have liked to be a fly in that brain or a fly on the wall for that conversation when we got home. The man partied and everything. He just assaulted somebody on national TV for the world to see, and nothing happened. I'm sorry, Mr. Rock, for that letdown. I'm sorry that America let you down. We did. The professional, the one that should have been looking cared after, the one you should have been running to see if he was all right, not the aggressor. Y'all taking care of the person that did wrong and not taking care of the person that didn't do wrong. That's not fair. That's weird. That I feel like this life is changing. It don't make sense. It don't. But now some of us is coming around. Some of us been around since it happened. Some of us, the comedians, they were appalled. Since it happened, they was so mad. Since it happened. But see, you got to be an entertainer to feel that way. We just started our little, our company, our squad, our family. I love y'all, by the way. I know without you, there's no me. I appreciate y'all listening to me. I appreciate y'all spending some time with me. But that was wrong. Y'all, America, that was wrong. That was wrong what they did. If you having personal issues, you should have stayed the fuck at home. Listen, go listen to that community. Listen, go listen to that comedy channel. Go on Steve Harvey thing. It's called Urban Voice, I believe. It's Urban or something, but go through Steve Harvey and you will see it, okay? It'll have Corey Holcomb's face, allegedly. It'll have Corey Holcomb's face on there, and you push, when you see Corey Holcomb in that hat, push that goddamn button, and he gonna spill all the tea, baby, all the tea you wanna hear on that, okay? That truly is that was a situation of they family shit probably it all just spilled over, okay? See, some people are well-kept Hollywood secrets, all right? In the public eye, they the power couple, you know what I'm saying? But behind closed doors, okay, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different story, y'all. And we don't know it because we the public, okay? We just idolizing what Hollywood is putting out there. But it's a whole backstory to that, baby, allegedly. Go and get you some. It's right on YouTube. It's public knowledge for the world to see. Go on and get you some. I'm telling you, honey, it's some tea. Baby, it's so much tea. You be like, oh, my God, yes. And then go back and look at what happened, because then it's going to shed light on different shit. I'm telling you. You're going to be like, oh, it fills in the blanks. Because, see, we got some why that happened and, you know, how could that happen. Go there, look up to Steve Harvey. Go into Steve Harvey and then go in. And when you push in his name, shit going to pop up. Keep on scroll down. It's going to be Urban Voice or Urban something. But Corey Holcomb's face going to be on there. He's going to be in a big hat, a big straw hat or whatever, a hat or whatever. Push it. Once you push it, you finna get all the tea, baby. Okay? You probably could go to the Ricky Smiley one, too, allegedly, and get all the tea. Go right on. Go through Ricky Smiley, too. Shit, you probably can go through Corey Holcomb, baby. Go through Corey Holcomb, allegedly. Ain't no allegedly. Go through it. And, baby, you finna get all the tea. And then you're gonna realize how we let Mr. Rock down. You're gonna realize how we should have been more on his side than we was on their side. You see, because they let their shit spill over. See, they had a lot of shit going on from way back in the day. We ain't had no business that. Mr. Rock didn't really have nothing to do with that. He was, to me, he was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. And old boy got some anger issues. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like, Mark Larry came out. No, something else came out. And it definitely wasn't Mark Larry, okay? Trust and believe. All right? Really. Because Mark Larry would have thought about that dumb shit because that's your career. You know what I'm saying? You did something on a platform where you know it's not tolerated. Well, supposedly, you know what I'm saying? You know it's not tolerated. You would be the first black man that would come and assault, because it was assault, allegedly. Another black man, there you going to be, and they ain't going to never let you back your whole career. That's what I'm saying, allegedly. My baby's like, no, cut it out. They not going to, that's my son. Ain't nothing going to happen to him. Okay, we'll see. Because remember, that wasn't BET, allegedly, or the Source Awards. That was the Oscars. A phenomenally sophisticated program. Uh-huh. We'll see. You're going to get fired or something. Mm-hmm. And y'all really shouldn't let nobody back who can't control their anger. Uh-huh. It is what it is, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. 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 And then people want to be like, no, we're going to vote him in because he's black and we're not going to take away his privilege. It ain't about him being black. It's about him learning how to control his anger. It's your girl to why and why not? Because we can. That's the way I feel. you teaching other people. So when they don't like what you say, to get up and try to hurt people, that's not cool. Period. Allegedly. Remember, actions speak louder than words. That's what your action is saying. Your mouth was saying all kind of other shit. Whatever. Your action shows something else. Hey! Yeah. Remember, y'all. I work on action. He showed us something different. And guess what? That wasn't Mark Lowry. Okay? If Mark Lowry would have had sense enough to know, that ain't the time you show your ass, okay? Period. It's Thursday, y'all. Any birthdays out there? I'm eating chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yes, early in the morning. I love it. I went to a chocolate factory yesterday with the girls and got some chocolate cherries. Delish, okay? And some my favorite pecan caramel chocolate. The cluster things. But anyway, listen. Any birthdays out there, celebrate your birthdays. Listen, any anniversaries, love your woman. Okay? We're going to get that tea. I can't wait till y'all get that tea, because then everything going to make sense. Love your woman. Enjoy your birthday. Keep your face mask on. I still keep mine on. I'm about to go check this P.O. box, y'all. I love y'all. I should say it again, huh? Should I say the P.O. box again? Because just in case y'all didn't get it, P.O. box 744, San Jacinto, California, zip code 92581. I love y'all. Enjoy your day. Watch your surroundings. We got a lot to catch up on, but I want to make sure I came to tell Mr. Rock I'm so sorry that we failed you as a unit, because we should have did more. We should have had your back more. We really should have. Not the aggressor, because he was clearly the aggressor. Okay, y'all? We're going to talk about it. I told y'all, go get that tea, and we're going to talk about it more in a couple of days, because I hope y'all got that tea, because, baby, shit is coming out. Ooh, shit is coming out, and it's coming out bad, I'm telling you. And we'll talk about it, though. Tomorrow is Feel Good Friday. I love y'all. Okay, without you, there's no me. Period. And y'all know I love to say when I'm wrong, and I was wrong when it comes to that shit. Oh, my God. Next time some shit happen, I'm going to sit back and process it first before I make my decision, because you got to know everybody's side. You really do, because it's just more than one side. Or even if it was a side, you got to know it. You know what I mean? All right. It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can. Peace and love, y'all. I'm out.